This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you should have an interest in reading about and listening to news of service, because your zeal and enthusiasm increase through this, and thoughts of how to do service emerge. Question. At the confluence age, the Father doesn't give you happiness, but he shows you the path to happiness. How is this? Answer. Because all are the children of the Father. If he were to give happiness to one child, that would not be right. Children receive accurate shares from their physical fathers. The unlimited father does not distribute shares, but he shows the path to happiness. Those who follow that path and make effort receive a high status. You children have to make effort. Everything depends on your efforts. Om Shanti. You children understand that the father plays the Merli, the flute. The Merlis are sent to everyone. The news of those who study the Merlis and do service is printed in the magazines. Now those children who read the magazines can come to know the service news of all the centres. That service is taking place in such and such a place. Those who don't read them will not know any news, nor will they make effort. When you hear news of service, it enters your hearts that you also want to do that type of service. By reading the magazines, you can come to know how much service your brothers and sisters are doing. You children understand that the more service you do, the higher status you will claim. Therefore, the magazines can give you enthusiasm for doing service. They are not made without any purpose. Those who don't read them consider them to be useless. Some say they cannot read or write. Oh, people go to listen to the Ramayana, the Bhagavata, the Gita, etc. And so you should also listen to these. Otherwise, your enthusiasm for doing service will not increase. This service took place at such and such a place. If you have an interest, you can ask someone to read it to you. There must be some children at many centres who don't read the magazines. There are many who do not do the slightest service, and so they will claim a status accordingly. You understand that a kingdom is being established, and that you will claim a status according to the efforts you make. You will fail if you don't pay attention to studying. Everything depends on how much you study now. The more you study and teach others, the more you will benefit yourselves. There are many children who don't even think of reading the magazines. They will only claim a status worth pennies. There, you will not have any thought that someone didn't make effort, and this is why he has received that status. No. It is here that intellects have the aspects of karma and sinful karma. The Father explains to you at the confluence age of every cycle. Those who do not understand are like ones with stone intellects. You can also understand that you had impure intellects, and that there is also a percentage in that. Baba continues to explain to you children, It is now the Iron Age, and there is limitless sorrow in this. There is this and that sorrow. Those who are sensible will quickly understand what he says is correct. You also understand that yesterday you were very unhappy. You were in the midst of limitless sorrow. You are now again going into limitless happiness. You also know that this is the Iron Age, the kingdom of Ravan. If you understand, but are not able to explain to others, then Baba would say that you have not understood anything. When you do service, it can be said that you understand, and the news of that service would be mentioned in the magazine. Day by day, Baba continues to speak many easy points. People think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. It is only when they understand the Confluence Age that they can compare this Iron Age with the Golden Age, that there is limitless sorrow in the Iron Age and limitless happiness in the Golden Age. Tell them, the Father gives us children limitless happiness, which we are telling you about. No one else can explain this. You relate new aspects. No one else would ask whether you are a resident of heaven or hell. You children are also number-wise. You are not able to remember all the points. You come into body consciousness when explaining to others. It is souls that listen and imbibe this. However, even some good Maharatis forget this, and they start to speak in a state of body consciousness. This happens to everyone. The Father says, all are effort makers. It is not that you all speak while considering yourselves to be souls, no. The Father considers you to be souls and gives you this knowledge. However, those who are brothers are still making effort in order to maintain that stage. Therefore, you children have to explain that there is limitless sorrow in the Iron Age and limitless happiness in the Golden Age. It is now the Confluence Age. The Father shows you the path. It is not that the Father gives you happiness. He shows you the path to happiness. Ravan does not cause you sorrow either. He shows you the wrong path, the path to sorrow. The Father neither causes you sorrow nor gives you happiness. He shows you the path to happiness. Then each of you receives happiness according to the effort you make. He does not give you happiness. It is by following the Father's Srimat that you receive happiness. The Father simply shows you the path. You are led onto the path of sorrow by Ravan. If the Father gave anything, then everyone would have to receive an equal inheritance. A physical father distributes his inheritance. Here, it depends on how much effort each of you makes. The Father shows you a very easy path. If you do this and this, you will claim a high status. You children have to make effort. We have to try and claim the highest status. We have to study. It is not that you should have an attitude of letting others study and claim a high status while you sit back. No, effort comes first. According to the drama, you definitely do have to make effort. Some make fast effort. and some make dull effort. Everything depends on your efforts. The Father has shown you the path. He says, "Remember me." The more you remember me, to that extent your sins will be absolved. You should not leave it to the drama. This is also something you have to understand. World history and geography repeats. So surely, whatever part you played before has to be played again. All the religions will come again at their own time. For example, if there are 1 billion Christians, then that many will come again to play their parts. A soul is never destroyed, nor is his part ever destroyed. This is something you have to understand. Those who understand will definitely explain to others. Donate wealth and it will never diminish. You will continue to imbibe this knowledge and continue to make others wealthy. However, if it is not in your fortune, you consider yourselves to be helpless. The teacher would say that if you are not able to relate this knowledge, that is then your fortune of your status becoming worth only pennies. If it's not in your fortune, what effort would you make? This is an unlimited school. Every teacher teaches his or her own subject. Only the Father and you children know the Father's methods of teaching. No one else can know them. Although you children try very hard to explain, very few understand. It does not sit in their intellects. The closer you come, the clearer it will be that you are becoming clever. Museums and spiritual colleges, etc., are now being opened. Your name, Spiritual University, is unique. The government will also see this. Tell them, your universities are physical, whereas this is spiritual. Spirits are studying. In the whole of the cycle of 84 births, the spiritual father only comes once to teach the spiritual children. When you see a film, it repeats identically every 3 hours. This cycle of 5,000 years also repeats identically. Only you children know this. Those people only believe the scriptures of the path of devotion to be right. You do not have any scriptures. The Father sits here and explains to you. The Father did not study any scriptures. Those people read and relate the Gita. A baby doesn't come out of the mother's womb educated. It is in the unlimited Father's part to teach you. He gives his own introduction. No one in the world knows this. You also sing that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. They do not say of Sri Krishna that he is the ocean of knowledge. Are Lakshmi and Narayan oceans of knowledge? No. It is a wonder that only we Brahmins give this knowledge on the basis of Srimat. On account of this, you can explain that only you Brahmins are the children of Prajapita Brahma. You have become his children many times, and you will become those again. Only when human beings understand this will they believe it. You understand that you become the adopted children of Prajapita Brahma cycle after cycle. The intellects of those who understand also develop faith. How How can you become a deity without first becoming a Brahmin? Everything depends on each one's intellect. This happens in schools. Some win a scholarship, whereas others fail. They have to study again from the beginning. The father says, if you fall into vice, everything you have earned is destroyed, and this knowledge cannot sit in your intellect. Your conscience will continue to bite you inside. Each one of you is aware of the sins you have committed in this birth. You do not remember the sins you have committed in your previous births. You definitely committed sin. Those who were pure charitable souls have become sinful souls. The father sits here and explains the whole account. There are many children who forget this and don't study. If they did study, they would definitely teach others. Some with dull intellects become ones with clever intellects. This study is so great. The sun and moon dynasties are going to be created through this, the father's study. Those people study in this one birth and claim their status in the same birth. You understand that you will claim your status from this study in the new world. That is not far away. Just as you change your clothes, in the same way, you will leave the old world and go to the new world. Destruction will definitely take place. You are now becoming those who belong to the new world, and you will have to leave your old costumes behind. The kingdom is being established, number-wise. Those who study well will go to heaven first. The rest will come later. They will not be able to go to heaven. The maids and servants in heaven will be the ones who would have climbed into Baba's heart. It is not that everyone will go there. Spiritual colleges, etc., are now being opened. Everyone will come and make effort. Those who are clever at studying will claim a high status. Those with dull intellects will claim a low status. It is possible that someone with a dull intellect will be able to make good effort later on. Some with sensible intellects also fall. This is understood from the efforts they make. This whole drama carries on. Souls adopt bodies and play their parts here. They adopt new bodies and play new parts. They become something or other. Sanskars are contained in each soul. No one outside has the slightest bit of this knowledge. It is only when the Father comes and teaches you that you receive this knowledge. How could you be given this knowledge if there were not the teacher? Those are devotees. There is limitless sorrow on the path of devotion. Although Meera had a vision, she did not have happiness. Would she not have fallen ill? There are no aspects of any type of sorrow. Here there is limitless sorrow, whereas there is limitless happiness. Here everyone is unhappy. Kings experience sorrow too. The very name is the land of sorrow. That is the land of happiness. This is the age of the confluence of total sorrow and total happiness. There is total happiness in the Golden Age and total sorrow in the Iron Age. All of the varieties of sorrow are continuing to increase. As time goes by, sorrow will increase even more. Mountains of limitless sorrow are yet to fall. those people give you very little time to speak. Even if they give you 2 minutes, explain that there was limitless happiness in the Golden Age and that the Father gives you that. You receive limitless sorrow from Ravan. The Father now says, gain victory over lust and you will become the conquerors of the world. This knowledge is never destroyed. Even if a soul hears a little, he will go to heaven. Many become subjects. There is a vast difference between a king and a pauper. Each one's intellect is different. Those who understand this knowledge and explain it to others will claim a good status. This school is most uncommon. God comes here and teaches you. Sri Krishna is a human being with divine virtues. The Father says, I am beyond divine virtues and devilish traits. I, your Father, come to teach you. Only the Supreme Spirit can give this spiritual knowledge. This knowledge of the Gita is not given by any bodily being or deity. They say salutations to the deity Vishnu. So who is Krishna? The deity Krishna is Vishnu. No one else knows this. There are some amongst you too who forget this. If you yourselves have understood fully, you should be able to explain to others. When you bring the evidence of your service here, it can be understood that you have done service. This is why Baba says, do not write long-winded news such as so-and-so is going to come or that this is what he said. There is no need to write that. You have to write in brief. When he comes, see if he stays. After he has understood this knowledge and begins to do service, you can then write to Baba. Some write news just for show. Baba wants to see the result of everything. Many come to Baba but then leave. What benefit is there in that? What can Baba do with them? They do not take benefit and nor do you. Your mission will not expand through that. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Never allow yourself to be helpless in any situation. Imbibe this knowledge yourself and donate it to others. You have to awaken the fortune of others too. 2. When you speak to anyone, first consider yourself to be a soul and then speak to that soul. There should not be the slightest body consciousness. Distribute to others the limitless happiness that you receive from the Father. Blessing. May you become a constant embodiment of success by serving while having a balance of both head and heart. Many times, you children simply use your heads in service. But when you serve while using both your heads and your hearts, you will become embodiments of success in the service you do. Those who serve with their heads have the remembrance of the Father in their heads for a short time. They think, yes, Baba is the one who is making me do everything. But after some time, the same consciousness of I emerges. Those who serve with their hearts always have remembrance of Baba constantly merged in their hearts, and they definitely receive the fruit of serving with their hearts. When you have the balance of the two, you will then constantly have success. Slogan: stay in the unlimited, and any limited situation will then automatically finish. Om Shanti.